It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There's a consonant in English that is struggling to stay alive when it occurs at the beginning of an English word, and maybe also at the end.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Good morning. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey, Ann.
Hello.
And I'm not sure what consonant you're talking about here, but I'm already feeling sympathetic for the struggle that this poor consonant is facing.
As you should. This consonant is one that when I'm teaching the International Phonetic Alphabet to students and I introduce it and they say, where does that sound happen? Now, it's Sunday morning. I think we should make funny sounds together. The sound I'm talking about here is zh.
Zh.
Exactly. Not the sound j, which some people may think of as quote-unquote harder. In the study of phonology, we wouldn't say that. But you've got j, which is the sound in a word like jury. But we're talking about the sound zh.
Which I'm picturing as something like maybe Z-J-U-H.
That's a very nice spelling of that. This is the sound in the middle of a word like measure.
And treasure.
Exactly. And pleasure and leisure. There it is in the middle of words. All of those words are borrowed from French. Now let's try to come up with a word where that je sound is at the beginning.
Huh. I don't know if I can think of one.
If we're talking about kinds of books, for example.
Oh, genre.
Genre. So there it is, that j sound at the beginning. But in English, the sound j typically occurs in the middle of all these French borrowings. Genre, also borrowed from French. And many English speakers are changing the way we pronounce that word to make it sound more English. In English, we're very comfortable with the sound j at the beginning, judge, jury, and so we're getting genre.
That's probably how I would have said it had I, you know, not known what sound you were fishing for.
Well, exactly. And this is a completely natural part of borrowings coming into English, is that the phonology of them, the sound of them, will come to conform to English patterns. Let's now think about this sound at the end of words. There is the place where you put your car at night, if you have one.
The garage.
There it is at the end, garage. But you will hear English speakers who don't say garage, they say garage.
Yeah, and you know, they cut out that A at the beginning, too, and just go garage.
Yeah, so there we have again that j sound when it's not happening in the middle, getting changed to a j. This issue is related to a question we got from a listener. Hillary wrote in with a question about the pronunciation of D-E-L-U-G-E.
Deluge. Right?
Well, so we got a few competing pronunciations here. Hillary was asking about where does the stress go. If you look in a dictionary like Merriam-Webster, they will say this is deluge.
Oh, see, I didn't even say it right. Deluge.
Well, you've got the j at the end. You're saying deluge. Merriam-Webster's got deluge, and they've got that j at the end. But Hillary had gone to Garner's Modern English Usage Guide, and Garner has the stress on the second syllable, as in deluge. And what I'm struck by, I would say, don't worry about the stress on this one. Put the stress on the first or second syllable. I think either one can be standard. I was struck that Merriam-Webster's got that j sound, as in deluge. If you go back to the French, it is déluge, and you have, there again, is that French j at the end, but in English, it has become j, déluge.
I'd like to point out that none of these words actually contain a z or a j.
That's exactly right.
Well, this just proves nothing lasts forever, even consonants. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good one.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.